How do you like me now? Welcome to the podcast that always takes it there. I am your host, T, from the infamous tblog.com, and now I reside right here on the T Podcast to entertain all of you fine people. Some say I have a way with words. Some call me the Tom Brady blogging, the Conor McGregor podcasting, the white Tupac of screenwriting, also the king of the bean, a.k.a. Boston, the man who is always on his grown man shit. Thank you for tuning in. Now let me do what I do here, and that is to entertain all of you. Welcome to the Tea Podcast for Wednesday, August 7th, 2019. I'm back with one of my infamous tea reviews, a movie in under 15 minutes. You saw the title. You know which one I'm talking about here. This is Hobbs and Shaw. Hobbs and Shaw. The Rock and Jason Statham. Their two characters getting spun off into their own movie and their own movie franchise. What I'm going to do here is what I always do. Tell you my take on the movie, my review, spoiler. I will give you plot points. I'll even ruin the ending for you or make the ending more enjoyable for you, whether or not you choose to see the movie before or after you listen to this podcast. Tune away if you don't want key details being revealed now. I'm going to start off by giving my history of the Fast and Furious franchise because I don't know if I need the full 15 minutes. An action movie, ladies and gentlemen, action movies, they don't have much of a plot, not much of a story. It's action scene after action scene after action scene, and this movie has plenty of fucking action. I'm going to get into it in a second. Let me give you my quick rundown, okay, of the Fast and the Furious franchise. Fast and the Furious came out in 2001. I said it on a podcast a couple times, said it on the one you, if you listened to yesterday on Tuesday. The Fast and the Furious franchise started on an LA Times news article about street racing. Hollywood Studios got that. They got a director attached. They gave it to Vin Diesel. And then they turned that story, that script, they took that story from that newspaper article and they made it into a movie. How that script came to be, basically, they took the whole entire plot point, the whole entire ABC story, the whole entire script of the movie Point Break, the 1991 classic starring Keanu Reeves and the late, great Patrick Swayze as Johnny Utah and Bodie. They took that and they basically said, hey, let's take the bank robbers and fucking the guys that surf, put them in fucking cars, and let's make them rob fucking trucks on the road. Point Break was the diagram for that. Basically, the town, Heat, they all came after that. Those big shootout scenes at the end. Well, Fast and Furious didn't have a shootout scene at that level. It is, nonetheless, do not be fooled, Point Break in cars. Vin Diesel, obviously being the Patrick Swayze Bodie character. Brian being, you know, the late, great Paul Walker. Being the Johnny Utah character, FBI agent. They took that. My favorite movie of mine, The Point Break. I saw the remake about 10 years ago. That sucked. I don't know, 10 years ago. Probably like 5 or 6. Not the same. But the Fast and Furious franchise for me, I was like, oh my God, when I'm seeing it. I saw it with my cousin. I was like, this is fucking Point Break. I love Point Break. And they did a really good job. When it became that, and then they had the whole, you know, Vin Diesel wanted to be a star and something else. He didn't want to be part of the franchise. So he left for part two. But they had Paul Walker to build it around. They went and they did Too Fast, Too Furious. Paul Walker's character, Brian, is now out of, he's still an FBI agent, but now he leaves LA. He goes to Miami and they bring like Ludacris and Tyrese. And then they have part three, which they all left. They went to Tokyo Drift, went to Japan. And then part four, Vin Diesel and Bolt, Paul Walker came back together. Part five, they bring in The Rock. Then they have part six, part seven. The Rock's character's grown with Jason Statham. Part eight, you know, part seven came out. Paul Walker died. They superimposed him. It didn't look right. Part eight, they gave Vin Diesel a kid. Supposedly, The Rock and Vin Diesel were beefing on set. And The Rock, who has his own production company, because Vin Diesel was the producer of all the Fast and Furious movies, became this multi-billion dollar franchise. The Rock has his own production company, Seven Bucks Production. Jason Statham and him loved each other. They had some good rapport, kind of like him and Kevin Hart. They went separate. Tyrese went on to fucking Instagram, was bad-mouthing The Rock, but The Rock and Vin Diesel weren't bad-mouthing each other. But it's very relevant with the way they shot that last Fast and Furious, where Vin Diesel and The Rock did not appear. In Fast 8, the two of them do not have a scene together. Not interacting at all. There's phone calls, not face-to-face. You knew there was a beef. I'm telling you right now, Hobbs and Shaw, now that neither Vin Diesel or, I mean, neither The Rock or Jason Statham are going to be in Fast 9, which is going to be filming now and coming out next year, they left. So The Rock is now building his own franchise, and I'll get into that in a second. So as the Fast and Furious franchises grew, they kind of left the street racing. They came this team, this elite team of criminals. Then they became this heist team. Then they became this revolving Ocean's 11 type of crew. And then they got involved with The Rock and then the FBI. There's good guys, there's bad guys. You became a bad guy. You were the villain in the last movie. And the next movie, you actually joined the team. And they just kept on growing and growing and growing. It became far-fetched, insane fucking action. Didn't make any sense how they were saving the world. Then they go into one, the last one with the kid, the baby, but they're fighting a nuclear fucking submarine, which at least they're on. It was so over the top. It became, I don't know what it became, but I still go to see it only because I want to see this franchise wrap up too. It's supposed to wrap up in 2021, but they extended it because they got the spinoff in there. So Vin Diesel signed on for three more. So, and overall, after he did Fast 8, now they're doing Fast 9. Fast 10 supposedly is going to be the last one. But I guarantee there's going to be more spinoffs. The Rock, having his beef with Vin Diesel, got his production company, went to Universal, pitched it, pissed off a couple of people, especially Vin Diesel. He went ahead and created Hobbs and Shaw. So they took the two characters because they had a little on-screen chemistry. It worked really well. And now when you go see this movie, before I get into the story, Hobbs and Shaw is definitely going to be its own franchise. They have a big villain. Idris Elba is the villain for this one. They have somebody he's working with. All you see is that person. I hear his voice and you see kind of like the zigzaggy lines as this person talking. It's kind of a distorted voice because they didn't cast that big villain yet. Guarantee that big villain will be cast in Hobbs and Shaw too. He brings in his buddies, The Rock. He brings in Ryan Reynolds. Ryan Reynolds is basically an FBI agent who's acting like Deadpool with all the burns and the Deadpool costume. So that's his niche. When Ryan Reynolds gets to be that silly, wise-ass cop, he got a character. And The Rock and him had great chemistry. And lo and behold, another halfway, three-quarters through the movie, guess who pops up? Kevin Hart. The Rock's other real-life buddy, who they've done that movie in Boston together. I forget which one the name of it, but they've done that pair-up before. They've done Jumanji, the Jumanji sequel. So anybody he's had chemistry with, The Rock brought back, and they are now in the Hobbs and Shaw movie. So now they're going to be in the sequel. Idris Elba, who's a badass villain, gets defeated at the end, and obviously I'm thinking he's going to be in the sequel too. Maybe they'll do that Fast and Furious swerve where he now becomes part of their team. But no one, and I repeat, no one besides Hobbs and Shaw from the Fast and Furious movies, from the franchise, appears in this movie. They don't even make fucking mention of any of them. So you could tell that the stink, that The Rock is gone. And supposedly John Cena is now in Fast and Furious 9, kind of replacing that Rock type role. But I don't think we're ever going to see the two of them together. I don't think we're ever going to see Vin Diesel and The Rock together. This is distinct. Now he has a production company, so he's making money off of that. So it picks up, I'll give you the whole story, with the two of them in their own separate beds, their own routines. This character, The Rock's character, Hobbs, is basically the closest you'll ever get to The Rock. In this movie, he brings in his workout styles, his workout routine. He's a dad. He has his daughter. He brings in his Samoan heritage. His sense of humor. He brings in his real-life buddies. This is the closest to the real-life Rock that you actually get on screen. This is how he is in real life. So he has that natural charisma. Everybody likes him. Men, women, kids. You know, everybody likes The Rock. He's a very personable guy. Big following on social media. He's fun. He's very entertaining. I loved him as a fucking wrestler when I watched it as a kid. And now he's putting his buddies in. So I like when you put other people to work. You give them work because you like who you're working with and you make good work together. When you are an actor and a producer or maybe a writer as well, not that The Rock is, or a director, but when you start packaging in and bringing your friends in, you're more vested. Ryan Reynolds did the same thing with Deadpool. He held on to that Wolverine character for the longest time, wanted another shot at it, became producer for Deadpool 1 and 2, and now he's going to be producer for the rest of the Deadpool franchise and X-Force. So Ryan Reynolds is vested in this too. And now Kevin Hart coming over into the action world, this is going to be their own franchise. The movie has the two of them starting off, and you kind of see the parallels of how The Rock is a big, jacked-up, crazy guy, and Jason Statham is a smooth, rich, flashy criminal, and they have to basically save Jason Statham's sister, who injects this virus into her to hold it safe, which Idris Elba, working for the agency that Shaw's character used to work for way back when. Now we know his history. He basically tries to get that virus, obviously, for his boss. We don't know who the boss is. And Idris Elba's jacked up with a special suit and all these nanobites and these robot parts that are shot up into him. And he could see things. He could foreshadow kind of like the Sherlock Holmes or Robert Downey Jr. approach. He could see a fight, the probability of how he's going to win, how to win. He has cool guns. His bike is actually stylized. It kind of like transforms a little bit. A lot of nonstop action scenes. They fight, a lot of hand-to-hand combat, a lot of rapport, a lot of dialogue, a lot of fun, a lot of car chase scenes. They end up on the island of Samoa, where The Rock is from. They bring his family into that. They actually have a throwback to the Fast and the Furious, where Idris Elba's people come to stop him, that they actually drive a truck that gets hooked onto the helicopter that Idris Elba's in and Shaw's sister as they're trying to rescue her. And they're chain pulling it in. And then another Samoan pulls up with another truck. And then another one and another one. And there's four trucks trying to pull down this helicopter. And they all do a throwback. They all hit the switch to the NOS. They go into the engine, that famous shot where you see the car engine, the NOS, fire through the gears. And it actually fires up. And they come down and they try to pull down the helicopter. And The Rock ends up smashing down the helicopter. And then Jason Statham and The Rock... Again, I'm bypassing a lot because all this is all these action scenes. I just get right to the ending. Jason Statham and The Rock find a way to pair up, and they come together because they always like kind of hated each other, but they understood that they're all like for the better good. They want to save the world. They want to save Jason Statham's sister, Shaw's sister. So Hobbs and Shaw find a way to team up, defeat Idris Elba. They fight him. He gets defeated. He falls off the cliff. He's gone. Happy ending. And basically, they have like three or four extra credit scenes. You got to stay all the way through to the ending because that's what Fast and the Furious movies do. But I tell you right now, you stay through those end credit scenes, there is nothing to the rest of the Fast and the Furious franchise. It is all The Rock, Jason Statham, they're both on the phone, Ryan Reynolds. Twice, Ryan Reynolds has extra credit scenes. I'm telling you, there's no way he's joining this franchise and not being a part of the future if he got two extra credit scenes. He's going to be in the sequel. And then the big villain at the end, you see his voice after the defeat. Idris Elba's character saying, you know me from your past, Hobbs. I'm going to be coming for you real soon. You're going to see me. So they're going to cast that person. The movie opened up at $60 million. It's cost like, I think they said, I don't know, like 95 or 100 something million to make. I think it was over, I don't know what it was, but it was a high budget, one of the highest budgeted Fast and the Furious movies. The first spinoff. So far there's 9 Fast and the Furious movies. Well, 8, 9's coming out. This spinoff, that'll put it at 10. And then definitely there'll be a Hobbs and Shaw 2, probably a 3. So The Rock is doing his own thing. He's basically telling Vin Diesel, fuck you. The end credit scenes also have The Rock and Jason Statham as producers. And guess whose name is not in there? Vin Diesel. The man who helped start the whole Fast and Furious franchise. So I like the separation. I think the Fast and Furious movies went over the top. Once Paul Walker died, I think they left too much of that car chasing scenes. I think the action scenes were too much. The action scenes in Hobbs and Shaw really work. It's fun. It's a popcorn flick. It's a summer movie. It's great to see it on the big screen. I highly recommend it. I think this is going to bring new life into that franchise and separate it, become its own franchise. I got no problem with that. Like, I like seeing The Rock win, make money, do something, because his $7 production company is literally because he came to fucking the U.S. with $7 in his pocket after he left the Canadian Football League, that he got cut from the NFL and he couldn't get going and he went to wrestling. So I like to see that he's doing something with his life. I like to see that he's popular. I like to see he's funny, entertaining. He's a good guy. I can't hate on the guy. And he's giving you a new life. And he's taking that franchise somewhere else, a different direction. I recommend Hobbs and Shaw. Go see it in theaters. If you're a fan of the Fast and Furious franchise or like Hobbs or Shaw, either one of those characters, it's totally focused on them. Jason Statham and The Rock have serious chemistry. The fight scenes, they're hilarious. The way they ball bust, they make fun of each other, they swear at each other. Great action movie for the summer. Good way to close out any action movies this summer. So I recommend it. There it is. There's my review. I don't know if you thought it was going to go a different way, but I enjoyed it. Where to find me? Because Hans Zimmer's coming in. Find me on Instagram. 2 accounts. The_T_podcast for all the podcast related stuff and a lot of memes. I get better at that. Find me on the T-Blog account, T-Blog all one word, T-B-L-A-W-G, for all some cool, amazing pics. T-Blog all one word on Twitter. The Facebook page, T-Blog page, is still up there. You can email me if you want to know about more movie reviews. I'm thinking about coming back and doing some classic movie reviews in 15 minutes. I got to get that going. I promise you it's coming. But if there's any movies you want to review, or if you didn't like my review, if you saw one of these movies, after you saw Hobbs and Shaw, let me know what you thought, what you disagreed with. If you like the Fast and Furious franchise up until this day, maybe you like the classic when it was just street racing, whether or not you agree was the remake to Point Break, but instead of Surface, it was fucking car street racers. Email me about it. Find me at t@t-blog.com. Shoot me an email. You can DM me on all my social media as well. And of course, you can find me here on the T Podcast twice a week, every Tuesday and Wednesday. B-Lo and I will be recording. There will be the return after a long-awaited month. B-Lo and T will have a podcast up tomorrow. I promise you that. On a new way to record. And of course, find me the place that started it all, tblog.com. All my classics are up there, 400 deep or so. If you know how I did it, go read about it. Long archive of the first 40 years of my life on there. That's the show, everyone. That's your movie review. Enjoyed it. Until next time.